Last week, I felt a little bad, but if you were upset about that, I'm preaching it tonight. So, my lesson tonight is, I was actually looking on the internet for I looked up words of wisdom, and this one I came across, and I actually liked it a little bit. It said, if you don't care where you're going, and any road will get you there. In Matthew 7:13, it says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. If you don't care where you're going, any road will get you there. To get to a certain place in life, we need to start with a destination. If we don't care where we're going, then we'll end up somewhere. We're going to get somewhere, whether we want to or not. Not caring where we'll end up in our spiritual life will not lead us somewhere we want to be. There's two outcomes to not having a destination or having one. There are only two places you can end up spiritually. One of those destinations requires no effort on our part at all. The other will require us to care about getting there, and we will have to put forth effort to obtain it. In Luke 13:24, it says, make an effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will enter in and will not be able to. The easy destination first. If we pick the easy route or just don't care where we're going, then we're going to end up in a bad place. In Matthew 25:41, it says, then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devils and his angels. If we're not careful and watch where we're going, this is where we're going to end up for eternity. If we don't have a destination in mind, this is where we're going to end up, and we have to make sure that we have a destination in mind to avoid this. The second outcome is heaven and getting to heaven. Getting to heaven will be a hard path to follow and will take effort on our part, but will be rewarding in the end. In Matthew 7:14, it says, but small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. In 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4, it says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. If we pick our destination, then it's going to be heaven as long as we follow the path that God has laid before us. Finding the best route. There's only one way to get to heaven, and that's by following God's word and only God's word. We need to make sure that we follow the path completely to make it there. There are no shortcuts on this road. In Revelation 22:18-19, it says, for I testify to everyone who hears the word of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of the prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life and from the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. We need to make sure that we follow our path completely and fully, not deviating from it, because we won't end up in heaven if that's our destination we want to come to. Making it there. Staying on the path is essential to making it to our destination. We need to watch ourselves to make sure we stay on path. In 2 Peter 3:14-18, it says, therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist in their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware, lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. We need to watch where we're going and be diligent in our studies and make sure that we follow the path completely, or we're going to end up in a place we probably don't want to be at. If we go off course, if we get lost on our road, we can always get back on. God has made a way for us to get back to our path no matter how far we stray. In Acts 8:22, it says, repent, therefore, of your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. If we have strayed from our path, we need to repent and turn back to God. Those who stayed on track, and for some reason in all my lessons, I always go back to Paul for an example. In 2 Timothy 4:7, it says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Paul fought through all the twists and turns of life's road and managed to stay on the path God designed. And I didn't put the verses up here because this was kind of a last second idea, but I thought I would read through all the things that Paul went through. And this is in 2 Corinthians 11, 23 through 28. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleepiness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. Paul went through a lot for the cause of Christ. Paul could have given up, but he did not. Paul could have at any time said, you know what, I can't stand this anymore. I'm going to choose my own path and go away from God. But he didn't, because he had a destination in mind and he stuck to that destination. In conclusion, whether we decide to follow God's road that he has mapped out for us to follow or follow our own feet, we can be sure we'll end up somewhere. The one we end up as is all up to us. In Matthew 7:13-14, which we've already read, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. What road are we on? Thank you.